Welcome to the Pac-12 Men's Basketball Coaches Conference call. To ask a question, you may press star one on your telephone keypad. I will now turn the call over to Dave Hirsch.
All right. Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pac-12 Men's Basketball Coaches Media Teleconference call. We'll go ahead and get started. Up first will be Arizona coach Sean Miller. The Wildcats are home hosting Arizona State on Thursday night. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star one. Your first question comes from Trent Rosecrans, Cincinnati Inquirer.
Hey, Coach. Sorry to bust out the gate with this with a big picture question, but when you left Xavier, was this number one ranking and where you guys are now one of the reasons that you did leave a pretty good situation to go to a place like Arizona?
No, not really. You know, it was obviously very, very difficult for any coach to leave Xavier because you're treated so right there. In my case, I was given the opportunity to be the head coach by a few people at Xavier that, you know, I'm forever indebted to. And I think, you know, where we were at the time was coming off of an Elite Eight, a three seed, followed by a Sweet 16, a four seed. And arguably with a team coming back that could equal both. So, you know, I don't know if the carrot was out there to do more. It was a difficult decision for sure.
So if that wasn't, I mean, this goes into too much. Was there something that Arizona had that, I mean, is Arizona a place that maybe you can do this more sustained and you feel that this is kind of a perfect place for you?
You know, I don't know if any place is perfect, but, you know, the tradition at Arizona is something that I think you really have to respect a great deal. There's a reason that, you know, Arizona has been to four Final Fours, and I think a bigger picture is those four Final Fours is what a lot of people will talk about, but in essence, Arizona competed for a national championship about 10 times in a 15-year period, which is incredible. So, you know, it's that tradition that I think makes you feel like you can do something special, and but nothing's easy, and you need good fortune. And, you know, right now everybody kind of looks at it as a great decision because we're 5 years in as his coaching staff, and, you know, right now things are good. But I think where I'm at is really just trying to sustain and improve and continue, and there's a lot that goes into it, being able to do those types of things.
Great. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Your next question comes from Ryan Karch, the Orange County Register.
Hey, Coach, you've seen firsthand with Aaron, and you saw playing against Jabari Parker earlier this season how talented this quote-unquote year of the freshman class is. Would you say that talent and their production so far has kind of met the massive media hype that's surrounded their arrival in college basketball, or has that fallen short, or where do you see that them falling?
No, obviously the players that are put in that category are immensely talented and I think deserve a lot of credit. I think sometimes what maybe the media doesn't quite understand is, you know, basketball is a great team game, and, you know, each one of these talented freshmen are part of something that's much bigger than where their own personal career is going. And, you know, it puts pressure on the team. It puts pressure on your program and as a coach. When good players are overlooked, you know, I'll give you a great example is, you know, we played at UCLA, and I have a hard time believing there are too many sophomores that are better than Kyle Anderson, you know, and because he's maybe this year not a freshman, he's a sophomore, the notoriety that he's getting maybe pales in comparison to some guys in that group, but yet just take a look at how talented he is, where he's going in his career, and by the way, what he means to the UCLA program. We're lucky because Aaron Gordon is such a great kid, and his style of play has very little to do with scoring and shooting, that it's maybe easier for us to blend him into a team dynamic. But I think the one thing that's difficult on everyone is that with so much attention on the individual who just got to college, it not only puts pressure on themselves, on them as individuals, but also their respective teams.
Would you say, especially with that media hype, do you think, you know, choosing to rely on older, more experienced players over over that kind of young, talented player is kind of, has kind of become sort of an archaic concept. Seems like people are opting more to play that young talent early.
I wouldn't say that. You know, I'm again, you know, just look at our team, for example. Nick Johnson's in his third year in college. He's a three-year starter. You can make the argument that he's our most consistent player. T.J. McConnell feels new because he transferred, but this is his fourth year in college. And if you just look at, like, Caleb Tarzewski and Brandon Ashley's improvement from year one to year two, it's incredible. So experience is something that I think we all cherish. When you have talent plus experience, I think that's when you have an exceptional team.
Thanks, Coach.
We've got time for one more question.
Your last question comes from Doug Holler, Arizona Republic.
Hey, Sean. This Arizona State team has a lot of the same parts from last year, and Jahi Carson and Pachinski and Gilling, but Jermaine Marshall is the new guy. Just from what you've seen on film, what element does he have to add to this team?
Well, a lot like Mark Lyons did for us a year ago. It's not just his, you know, points per game and his ability to play. You know, he's older. He's experienced. He's been through Big Ten seasons. He's, you know, been in hostile environments. And, you know, not only did Arizona State add a terrific talent and player, but a veteran, experienced player, which I think really helps some of the other players on their team. He's really good. You know, he's an all-conference type of player.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, that'll do it. Sean, thanks for your time today.
Yep.
Good luck this week.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, we'll see you.